Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Kieran Healy with a preaching entitled, Seek the Lowest Place. Father Healy lives in Oregon, where there have been forest fires, but I'll let him explain that today.
This is Kieran Healy calling from St. Benedict's Lodge in Oregon. And as you may have heard, we've had great fires here, and so I'm not at the lodge at all. We haven't had internet for 2 months or phones for 2 months. I'm down at a tower near a local store. It's been quite an adventure, heartbreaking for the 500 people that lost their homes and 8 of our own people who are regulars at the retreat house lost their homes. So please pray for all of us as we try and get back to normal in the coming days. And of course, Colorado and California, the same appeal for prayers. I'm speaking on the 31st of the month, October, and it's Halloween. So that directs some of my remarks, certainly for a different time. We start then with the reflections from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you're invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then he would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you're invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. And so the Gospel of the Lord. But he who humbles himself will be exalted. Through the years, I remember well a very humbling experience. For Halloween, in the second grade, my costume was a very large dress of my mother's and a pillow and a mask, and we wore it to school. We didn't have much money for real costumes in those days, but there I was with a very large yellow dress with stripes on it. Only later did I put together that my mother had had a miscarriage, and so the dress and the pillow and all this happened during our vacation in the Napa Valley just the summer before that Halloween. On our return to Berkeley, as we were crossing the Carquinez Bridge, my father said that we would say the rosary every day from then on, and it was something that we did as a family. I only figured out much, much later what had happened as an adult, and that my mother had had a serious miscarriage. My mother was quite ill as we returned, and they said it was a nervous breakdown. That's what you said in front of children at the time. As I recall, she was bedridden for about 3 months and then had some sort of hormone imbalance for the rest of her life. But she lived a good life and died at 92 years of age. We all should do so well. I have wonderful memories of the family rosary. As a teenager, we would go to my bedroom in the back of the house, and there you could kneel on one of the twin beds, at one of the twin beds, and look out the window and watch the sun go down as you said the rosary. If I was distracted, well, you could always look out the window at the signal light for the Oakland airport off in the distance. It was only much later in life that I came to understand all that my mother had endured, with what I must say, a courageous and positive spirit. But I didn't really appreciate it very much at the time. Much later, when I was stationed in Berkeley and my mother needed a ride to the doctor's, we had a wonderful healing moment together. My mother's doctor had moved to Hayward, 10 miles away, and so she switched to another doctor she could reach by bus. But she really wasn't happy with him. She asked if I could drive her the 10 miles to her old doctor in Hayward. I was a bit surprised because the new doctor seemed very professional and competent. But we drove to the doctor's office, and he was able to see us right away. He didn't go into the examining room, as I suspected, but went over to his desk, sat down, and swung his feet up on the desk, and then reached into a nice bowl of peanuts and popped one in his mouth, and with his feet up on the desk said, "Delia, how are you?" I then realized that this was the sort of friendly concern that she really needed. It set a lifetime of my mother's discomfort in perspective and opened the door for me for a more complete understanding of all the difficulties that she had endured all through the years. The hormonal imbalance always had her on some pills or other, a bit oversensitive to the noisiness and exuberance of my brother and myself. Oh, how can we be together in a family and not fully understand what's really going on with those who are near and dear to us? Well, we have to grow up before we can fully begin to appreciate the conditions of life of those who have served and loved us so well all through a lifetime. Halloween is a great moment to look beyond the mask we use in our daily life to protect ourselves and the blindness we impose on ourselves out of fear and indifference. Oh, because if we could only see one another as we really are, how the energies of compassion might flow out and create so many new possibilities in our own small and sometimes fearful lives. The gospel admonishes us to sit in the lowest place so that we might be called up higher and really begin to operate in the center of life. Fear will hold us back, and even more so, an artificial notion of self-competitive competition and excellence, prone to grasp not the best, but the grandiose, the false surface of things. This can really be our undoing and really hold us back. We need to set aside the masks we use to hide both our inner fears and our overreaching ambition. It is such a liberation to discuss our time and our true selves, far beyond all the masks and pretensions that we may bring to the surface. When I wear a mask, all the focus is on me or what I am trying to become. A priestly persona can be misused in just this way. But be yourself. If only we could relax and take joy in what God has made us to be and expand our loving awareness of what is really going on in the lives of our brothers and sisters. I see a real need for this in families and even in the workplace. So today, as you follow the gospel admonition to seek the lowest place, I wouldn't want you to just withdraw from gifts, your gifts, or your fundamental goodness from the human exchange. No, we must also give some thought of how to really expand your life and mine in the Lord's image and according to his call. Realize that our brothers and sisters are often laboring under the same, very same conditions, and we all need to be unmasked to the real conditions of beauty and beauty of our brothers and sisters, especially as they are struggling to become whole, to be that person God is calling forward to a more complete and joyful realization of life. I see who you really are, the Lord says. Please come forward. Enter into the joy of God's unique love for you. Yes, you too should come up higher. God bless you on this day.